winning. So, in a way, you don't care about what happens as much as you care about the bet itself. Depending on how boring your life is, in some cases, losing can be even better than winning. I placed my first bet with a bookie when I was 15 years old. This might sound a bit early to some of you, but where I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, betting with bookies was a regular thing. My friend who was my age had an older brother who bet on sports every week, like all the older kids did. It was cool and exciting, and who didn't want to be as cool as the older kids growing up? Anyway, he got us in on the action, and once he did, I was done. The first bet I ever placed was in January 1985 on Super Bowl XIX, the 49ers versus the Dolphins. All my buddies like Miami and Dan Marino. Following their lead seemed boring to me, so I did the illogical thing and bet on Joe Montana and the Niners. My friends thought I was crazy. They also thought I was an asshole because I was a Giants fan. And Giants fans never ever rooted for the Niners in the 80s. It was rivalry so deep that we didn't want them to even win a fucking coin toss. In the end, the Niners blew Miami out 38-16. And just like that, I won my first bet, and I was hooked on gambling. Winning your first bet is literally the worst thing that can happen to anyone. It's a brief victory that gives the winner a false sense of invincibility. I put $50 on that game, which means that I'd get $100 if I won. To bet $50, you had to pay $55 to cover the $5 VIG, which is a service fee to the bookie. I won the bet and was handed $100, which made me feel like I'd won $100. That's the mirage. Winning completely erased the memory that my initial $50 was included in the prize money. It wasn't even $50. Whether I won or lost, the bookie kept the $5 VIG, so all I could ever win was $45. I didn't see that at all. I just thought, this is great. I just won $100. That was the start of it all for me. And it won't ever end. But I've come to terms with that. Because you see, gambling on sports is fun. And I've done plenty of it, but I've moved on. When I was making real money in the 1990s, I really did some damage to my income, which is why I've made about $10 million over the years, but I'm worth around $2 million, if I'm being generous. How did I do it? Well, more than once I bet $25,000 on the coin toss at the Super Bowl. The odds are literally 50-50. It's pure chance, which is what I love about that bet. Anyway, that kind of betting stopped doing it for me, so I moved on to a much more serious type of wager. Gambling with intangible assets, like my life. This type of risk, and the thrill that comes with it, is dangerous, and something most people can't fathom when I try to explain it to them. If you don't get it, don't feel bad. You should feel happy, because if what I'm saying sounds strange, there's a good chance that you're normal, adjusted, sane, and functional. Don't change who you are, because if you're curious about this state of mind, worry no more. You can live vicariously through me. I'll do my best to explain it to you in this book, but if you still don't get it, just watch the headlines, because I'm living it every day. All you need to do is follow me on Twitter at Artie Quitter to see examples of my risk condition in real time. When I look back on my life, which is something you do when you're my age and realistically you shouldn't be alive, it's miraculous that my philosophy has worked for me. There are many reasons for that, the first of which is that show business loves second chances and thirds and fourths. Which is how I'm still able to buy into this craps game at all. The best way to explain what drives me is that, in simplest terms, I'm into a very different type of rush. I don't feel like I've done anything worthwhile until I've achieved something after risking everything, which comes from a place of not caring whether I win or lose, succeed or fail. I mean, sure, I like to succeed, but success without a risk or struggle? Doesn't seem honest to me. What I do when it comes to life is take risks, but also make risks when there aren't any. I know it sounds careless, but if it's done right, gambling like